Beersheba, the city of seven wells. Exactly 100 years ago, brave Anzac soldiers liberated Beersheba for the sons and daughters of Abraham and opened the gateway for the Jewish people to re-enter the stage of history. Your fallen men will never be forgotten. The brave soldiers were buried here, played a crucial role in defeating the Ottoman Empire, liberating the Holy Land, ending 400 years of Ottoman rule in one great dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This momentous occasion was a historic milestone in the natural kinship between our peoples. When I say natural, I don't just mean the way we address life and each other, that easy informality, that warmth. That was evident from the moment our people met your people. I mean something deeper. Because there's a historical significance of what happened here. Anzac soldiers went on to capture Jerusalem, Tiberias, Megiddo, and then continued northwards. They were actually retracing the footsteps of the heroes of the Bible. They were stepping on the verses of the Bible, and they knew it. And their clergy, they know it too. And this partnership began 2 years earlier, in 1915, with a great defeat. In the defeat of Gallipoli, two things were forged. One, the absolute resolve of the Anzac forces to redeem their fallen brethren and establish this glorious victory here. And the second thing that was forged was the first meeting between Anzac fighters and Jewish fighters. The first Jewish fighters who stood shoulder to shoulder with them in Gallipoli, the first Jewish fighting force in 2,000 years. And that continued here with the Jewish Legion that helped liberate Palestine here in this campaign that we mark today. This was a point of partnership that has historic significance today.